بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This body of ours is a trust. The body of ours is a trust. Allah has given it as a trust. We cannot use it how we want to use it. We have to use it how He wants to use it. What is zulm? Zulm operation. To use something in the incorrect way. With the hand, the zulm of the hand is, if you hit someone, that's zulm now. You did not use it in the correct way. Your mouth also, if you swear someone vulgar and all the bad things you say, then you have made zulm on yourself, that Allah Ta'ala did not give you this tongue to make that sin. Every part of the body, you have to be very careful that you can trust Allah Ta'ala. You cannot use it how you want to use it. You have to use how He wants to use it. See, the road to Allah Ta'ala is how to keep Allah happy. That is the most important thing. How to keep Allah happy. There's no such thing as anything that only I must keep Him happy here and do not keep Him happy there. In every way of life, how to keep Allah happy. That must be the most important thing. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتَرْكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Are you under the impression that I brought you in this world and I'll not test you? We have come in this world for a test. Test. And you have to go through this test no matter what you are. So Allah Ta'ala made it clear to you that you remember it's a test for you. So you have to have the means of always looking after yourself in using your body in the correct way. One of the most important things in one's life, you must know, the hadith says, Nabi Karim said, two things you give me guarantee of, I give Jannat. I give guarantee of Jannat. That two things are the most important things in our life. We show no importance at all. One is the tongue. This tongue can cause you to go to Jahannam, this can cause you to go to Jannat. It's only left to you how you use this thing. If you use it, how you Allah Ta'ala must use it? Then you got Jannat. But if you use it how you want to use it, then where you get Jannat? Many a time you do so much ibadat, all kinds of ibadat we make. But we don't realize that without ibadat, we wash away all the ibadat because of a tongue. For example, just to tell you, that backbiting is a very big sin. You don't know what a big sin it is. Yet you find very, very, very pious people, I would say so-called pious people. Well, a pious person will never backbite. He'll never backbite. He'll make sure he keeps away from backbiting. In every circle of ours, no matter learned person, unlearned person, no matter where you are, you come to realize, take stock of yourself, you come to realize how much of backbiting is different day. Which man you see is doing all the good deeds and giving it to his enemy? This is our city. That's not the subject today. The subject was just, by the way, it came mind to tell it to you because it's a sickness we all have got. We have to remedy this sickness. We have to remedy the sickness. We have to remedy it. In the road to suluk, these are the first things one person has to do. To remedy your sickness. But the subject today is that the body Allah Ta'ala gave you as an amanat, you have to use it how Allah Ta'ala wants to use it. That's why Allah Ta'ala brought about nikah. The purpose for nikah is to bring about a society that can understand each other, can recognize each other, to bring about unity, to bring about love. And Allah Ta'ala made zina haram. Zina made haram. Now, how important is when Allah Ta'ala made zina haram? What is the cause for zina? We must always look what is the cause. Allah says, "La taqrabu zina." Do not go near zina. It doesn't say do not commit zina. Do not do those things will cause you to commit the sin. Go near it. Adam alayhi salam said, "La taqrabu hadhi shajara." It did not say do not eat that fruit. But do not even go near the tree. Because if you go near the tree, you're going to eat that fruit. So likewise, la taqrabu zina, do not go near zina, means the means that causes to commit zina, keep away from that. Now what are the means? The biggest means is your eyes. The most dangerous thing in our life, in our body, is the eyes. Because once the eyes see something, it strikes. And once it strikes, it goes towards your heart. And once it goes to your heart, then you must know no matter what you do, sometimes you lose your memory too. You lose your soul also, your mind too. It reaches a point when you see someone, you can lose your mind, you can lose your soul, you can lose your wealth also. You prepare to give your wealth away. You prepare to give your life away too. That's called junoon to that extent. How important it is. There was one muezzin for years, for 40 years, maybe for 15, 40 years, he was giving adhan. And one day, while he was giving adhan, he saw a woman, Christian woman. And his eyes only felt on it. The eyes is a dangerous thing. The eyes is the most dangerous thing. You have to look at it. That's why I say, Allah says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَ يَهُودُّوا مِنْ أَبَصَارِ. Keep your eyes gazed down. When you walk anywhere, keep it, not right down, walk, we can see that much, they can see, we can walk, but lay it, put it down. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ because then after you'll protect your private part. Who's saying that? Allah Ta'ala is saying. So you must know this much, if you want to protect your private part, يَحْفَظُوا كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَ غُدْوُوا مِنَ بَصَارِهِمْ keep your gaze, lower your gaze all the time. How many of us are lowering our gaze? Then that is a thing that strikes you. So this person was muezzin for years, he became adhan, and his eyes fell on that woman. He was attracted that his mind went completely off. Soul went away for out. He's going to give his life now. He went to that woman and told her that I want to get married to you. And the woman says, straight, you're a Muslim or non-Muslim. She says, I'll prepare to now leave my iman to Allahumma fadz Allahi fadz. Do not ever have boast about your iman. Fear iman can go away. Fear iman can go away. You do not know iman is something which is going today, tomorrow Allah can take it. Allahumma fadz. Do not utter things go from your mouth where your iman can go away. It's very dangerous. Very dangerous. Be careful what you say. Once you say it, your iman can go. Your iman can go. Just imagine that person when he was buried in Makkatul Mukarramah, he was a learned person. But the moment after some time, the Hajj, when they opened the qabr, they found there's no more man or woman's qabr is there. Allah can do anything. And the moment they opened the qabr, it's no more man, it's a male, a female. When they opened the qabr, they saw this. One man from Paris says, I know this woman, she accepted Islam. In Paris, she was buried there. What's she doing in Makkah? What Allah cannot do. So they got worried with a learned man. What happened? He was always learned. He went to ask the wife, how was your husband? Alhamdulillah, very good, everything. But one is always you say one thing. How nice the Jews and the Christians, that when they have relation with their wife, they don't have to be ghusl. He should make ghusl everything, but he uttered those words Allah did not like. You know how we go to Makkah, Medina, we talk bad of Makkah, Medina. We don't realize, you say the food of our house is better than this. You say when you go to Makkah, Medina, the love of Makkah, Medina is so strong in you, there's nothing more stronger than that. That one person, he said, our curd of our house is better than the curd of Medina. Nabi Karim said, I'm going to dream and say, please go away. So what I'm trying to say to you is this much, that you have to be very careful what you say, what you utter. The moment you utter something, you do not really lose the iman. Nabi Karim himself said, you wake up in the morning, you wake up with iman during the course of the day, you utter those things that your iman is gone. So how careful you have to be with the tongue. This tongue we are talking about. This tongue. Two things. The tongue and your private part. To make for that. So this eyes is something. Just imagine that he said he went down to her. The father says straight you have to become a Christian. Leave alone become Christian. The moment he became a Christian, he did not even become a Christian. He became a Christian. And the moment he was walking out from there, he banged something, died straight away. The muazzin for 45 years giving adhan. In 1 minute, he lost his iman to everything. Oh Allah, save our iman. You do not know what we are doing today. Control your eyes. These eyes is a very dangerous thing. It's very, very dangerous. Sad to say, but you know, the cell phone has gone to that extent. It is sad that always the subject becomes the cell phone. Young people, old people, pious people, so-called pious people, they have got so jammed up with their minds with this thing here, drowned in this thing here, you'll be surprised that it cannot come out of the system anymore. Who are you going to hide? You can hide everyone. You cannot hide from Allah Ta'ala. You can show all your colors to everyone. You can even come to your mother. Hazrat Ji told once, he said, ah, Shaykh ke samne sab kuch kar sakte hai. Allah Ta'ala ke samne. You can come and sit down here. You can say you're doing very good. He's not Alim al-Ghaib. But what you are doing, what are you doing? Allah knows everything. It's gone to that extent that the cell phone is no more used for the right purposes. Is everything used for wrong purposes? I'm getting calls every time. I'm getting people coming telling me Ramadan was so nice. Mulana, I'm going back to the cell phone. Now, there are good people who try to come out of it. Just to tell you where we've gone to. Who are you bluffing? Who are you bluffing? You can bluff us, you can't bluff him. You can bluff him, you can bluff us, but you can't bluff him. You will come to know, you will when the day of the Qiyamah will come. Let us not be that day, we will be that love. So this eyes, look at it, he got iman for 45 years, making adhan, and this is a condition, he died without iman. So what can eyes do? That's why they say some people, they don't know. Then Musa alayhi salallahu salam, Shaitan told him, Musa, I'll tell you one thing. I'm giving you one advice. Why he did that? Because Musa alayhi salam one day was walking past and Shaitan was crying. He said, what are you crying for? He said, no, Allah, in any way Allah can forgive me. In any way Allah can forgive me. So Musa got very happy. He said, I'll ask Allah Ta'ala. So when he went to Musa alayhi salam and he went to the Qubur and talking to Allah Ta'ala, very real thing that time. That love and that love for Allah Ta'ala, you forget the whole world. That love for Allah Ta'ala, Musa alayhi forgot everything. That love is something else. That voice is something else. That's Allah Ta'ala. When a person gets drowned in Allah Ta'ala, then he doesn't want anyone. They say if you get one love of Allah Ta'ala in your heart to that extent, the love of the world, the love of the world is not, you don't want to see it anymore. You see, we haven't got a taste of it. We haven't got a taste of it. So it so happened, you know. So Musa alayhi salam, Allah said, oh Musa, he's telling a lie. I'm going to tell him now that if he can go and perform, make sajda on a qabr of Adam alayhi salam, I still forgive him. Now it's obvious, shaitan is shaitan. How America is shaitan? This shaitan. America is big shaitan at the moment. But Allah's mother is always there, inshallah. Allah's mother. We must change and make dua and Allah will accept. We are not changing. We're only talking of everything. We're talking Palestine. We're talking this. What difference did you make in your life? Did you change? As I go forward, I'll tell you what change we have made. Why our dua is not accepted? So Musa alayhi salam came and told Shaitan. Shaitan that time laughing. First time he was crying and laughing. He said, when he was present, I did not make sajda. Now make sajda now. But he said, now mind, you tried a little bit to have something for me. Let me tell you something now. How I get people. You see, I'm always searching for people who love man and woman together. If two strange man and woman there, I'm only looking for that kind of people. Somehow I must get hold of them. That's why they say your eyes is a very dangerous thing. Do not look at women. Do not look at women. Why don't you look with the same eyes to your wife? You don't look at your wife with the same eyes. Allah Ta'ala says, Nabi Karim says, you look at that person, look at the wife with muhabbat. And the wife look at what muhabbat to the husband. Allah Ta'ala look at rahmat. You're leaving the rahmat away. You want zahmat, yeah, you want curse. That's why you're gone to. No man today will go and look at his wife with muhabbat. No man. The small misunderstanding take place between the husband and wife. The husband will not talk for years and months to. Won't sleep in that same place to. The same other woman he's got, who's got a spare wheel. I'd rather say that. You know, who's got no other work to do. He goes to that woman and she's telling worse things. He's like throwing flowers at her. And that wife who worked with you day and night, giving you life. She makes one mistake. Allahu Akbar, the whole roof is turning down. Won't even look at that person two times. Don't make muhabbat to the person. So shaitan told him that I'm always searching everywhere in this world with one man and woman together. I want them to commit a guna. I want them to commit a guna. That's what I want. As far as they commit a guna, I'm very happy. And you must know one thing. If a person's eyes fall to a woman once and he turns away, which is very important, because the first one will not be answerable to Allah Ta'ala. But the moment to look at the second time, then he's looking for disaster. The first time you looked and turned away, alhamdulillah, at least you have saved yourself. But the moment you look again the second time, then you must know the eyes, the arrow. Shaitan's arrow, one is the arrow of the shaitan, is your eyes. It goes throughout the heart straight away. And then is a problem for you. Then disaster. Then disaster. Then no matter what you try to do, no matter how much you try to do, you will not come right. That's why straight away you must look at yourself and make tawbah istighfar the moment your eyes turn away. That's the ilaj now. When you go to khanqa, that's just one of the things. You came from the khanqa, you came to the majlis now. What did you do in a way? Hazrat, you know, my eyes fell or something. What did you do about it? You have to know the ilaj. Turn away straight away. Astaghfirullah. Oh, help me. Must have Allah's help. Without the help of Allah Ta'ala, nothing can happen. Good people are involved. Sorry to say, you can hide from us. You can't hide from him. You can wear the kurta that you're wearing. You can have the beard that you're wearing. That only between you and Allah. We'll always look at you with a good eye. But look at yourself. Are you true to Allah or not? True to Allah. So coincidentally, Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, what he said to his son. If I see, I can follow a cheetah, a lion, but I won't follow a woman. I can follow a cheetah, a lion, but I won't follow a woman. Following woman, where it will lead me to. Control is very important because it's control with him. He told his son very nicely, as far as possible, that to follow a woman is most dangerous. Hazrat Ya'la alayhi salam even said this method, to chase, what is the cause of zina? Ya'la alayhi salam was told, ask this question, what is the cause of zina? He said, the eyes. The eyes is the cause of zina. That's one thing happens. And he said that the eyes, so the order is as far as the arrow of shaitan, that one arrow is the eye. That person who protects his gaze for the fear of Allah Ta'ala, he gets the taste of iman in him. Just imagine he has the means of committing the guna, the sin of committing the zina, but he does not do it only for the sake of Allah, the fear of Allah Ta'ala. He gets the sin, he gets the taste of iman coming. And that's the reason why we do all the wrong things. We don't enjoy our namaz too. We don't enjoy any ibadat too. So much of zikr we make into, but there's no effect at all because we're committing a guna of that kind. So that person who protects his guna in zina, his eyes. And the worst part of it nowadays is the biggest sin is look at boys. Committing sin of boys. You'll be surprised it's happening. Well, LG, whatever is happening, all that has been advertised today, we are getting caught up in that thing. We are getting caught up. And the worst thing this much, as long as the cell phone is in your hand, everything is advertised there. And every child now is looking at those things. And they know more than you and I what is happening there. How are you going to control those things? And looking at boys all the time, even on girls now. I just got a message yesterday that a girl was a lesbian. Leave alone lesbian. She got a sickness now that Allah Ibadat for me. Why the sickness mustn't come? The sickness must come. Why the disease mustn't come? The disease must come. Something will go against the law of Allah. Something you do what Allah does not like, the sickness must come. When they say when zina becomes rife everywhere, then a kind of sickness will come in you that there's no remedy for that. There's no remedy for that. Then you're making dua all the time, the way that dua is. What kind of dua Allah don't expect? So that one buzuk says, if a lion attacks me, I don't mind. But I don't want to look my eyes, I'm not to do that at all, the boys. Everything is happening. So this is what it is. And I must remember one thing. Allah, as I mentioned earlier, Allah is a test from Allah Ta'ala. So the arousement must come in you as a young man to commit zina. But you make sure that no matter what happens, you combat it. You conquer it. That's the reason why we're in this world. Conquer it. Make sure you don't abide to it. Don't follow it. You do not know that when a person, that kind of condition comes in, and he controls it in that direction, how Allah gets so happy. How Allah does that. Yusuf alayhi salam is the best example for us. What he was and how she got hold of him. Yet he did one thing. Ya Allah, the thing is closed. The road is closed. I'm my duty to run toward the door. Your duty to save me from it. I run. That's why how many of us, Khuda na kare, if someone invites you, are you running or are you running the same place? No one is running the same place. We're all running the same place. And yet he's running, teaching us, if Khuda na kare, you face that condition, run. If you only can run, that is what you're supposed to do. How opened? Allah will open that thing. That's why when that one person, he was gone to Makkah al-Mukarramah, and then he went to Medina, and from there he was just on the way. A very beautiful woman came to him. So he came there, so she came to him, he thought he's begging. So she said, no, I'm not begging. I want which other woman comes for a man to. He began to cry. Oh Allah, what happened here? What happened here? When he saw he was crying, immediately he did this, but that she went away from there. So you and I won't cry. Say, Agya. So what happens? This is your condition. So what happened? He was crying, then his friend came there saying, why are you crying? He said, no, I'm thinking of home and the rest of it. He didn't want to say what happened. He said, no, tell me the truth happened. And he told him the truth. Then he started crying too. He said, but why are you crying now? He said, I'm crying. If I was there, I don't know what I would have done. If I was there, I don't know what I would have done. So is the thing. This is what it is. Do not trust yourself. Do not trust yourself that let it an opportunity. The woman comes in alone. Hazrat Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah, 80 years old, us waqt bhi tab parde ki zarurat hai. Pardek is us waqt bhi. His family people want to meet him. Gusra, kabhi nahi. You cannot trust yourself. There's no such thing as trusting you've gone old or anything like that. At every occasion, you must try to control your eyes. You must follow, control your eyes. Be pardegi mat karo. Do not look at women. You do not know what is going to cause you. And you are looking at the women all the time. Before, you know, we should get newspaper. It was all news. Now, views now. Full of views. And that's the thing we are looking for when we open a page. We're not looking at news now. We're looking for all the views. What will happen to your eyes? What are you doing to us? What is happening to us today? And then you look at this, but that one buzuk bichara, one person, one butcher man, he saw a very beautiful woman and he was always after her. Somehow he said, I want to get her. So he went to one. She was walking in a garden and he got her over. The moment he got hold of her, she said that, you know what, please, man. He was in love with her, but she did not even know that. She said, no, I want to fulfill my thing. So she said, I also want you must fulfill, no problem. But only one thing, I'm fearing the wrath of Allah. I'm fearing the wrath of Allah. And the moment she said that in that condition, that only she knew why how close she was to Allah Ta'ala. She never committed a guna any time. And now this condition came, this situation came. She said, I don't mind doing it, but I'm fearing the wrath of Allah. The moment he said that, he left everything. The fear came into him now. That's what is wanted, fear. Ittaqullah. That is what is wanted in Islah. The road to sulu to Allah, the fear of Allah. At the moment you see something, you open the cell phone, that filth. The moment you see that filth in that, ittaqullah, you stop it straight away. Stop it straight away. You look at a porn and the, what was I saying? All the najayis things. The moment it comes, remember this, ittaqullah, fear Allah. If that is stamped in you, ittaqullah, you'll close it straight away. Oh Allah, don't want to see it. Few times you begin to do those things, you immediately will be gone. But continue to look at it one more time, two times, three times. Then what happens? Becomes strong. However, he went away. Now when he's walking back to his home, he felt very thirsty, very severe thirst came. And he thought he's going to die there. Now while he's walking, one of the governors were passing by saying, hey, what's happening? You know, make dua that Allah Ta'ala must reach our city quickly because it's very, very hot. So he said, I'm a gunegar, what I can make dua? He said, now mind, you make dua, I say Ameen. You make dua, I say Ameen. So that governor made dua and he said Ameen. Straight away Allah Ta'ala brought a cloud in front of this person who was supposed to commit a guna. But because he left the guna, he made toba. Because he made toba, the cloud was walking with him, not with the governor. Then he asked him, what did you do that the cloud is walking with you? He said, I'm not a slave, I'm not a wali or anything, but I'll give you this incident what took with me. And I made toba. He said, no doubt that toba is the cause of Allah accepted the dua. And the barakat of the toba Allah Ta'ala sent us here. So many a times we are losing out because of our own guna. So let us make toba. Let's all make toba with all our sins and see how Allah opened the roads. All the roads open. The reason for everything, the deviation, all what's happening in our lives is because we are committing sin, not making toba. Make toba in front of Allah Ta'ala. Cry in front of Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, forgive us. And be very, very sincere about it. Not just sincere, and you see, inshallah, how the world will become, you know, everything in our control. In other words, Allah's control, Allah will accept us. So now I came to realize that one of the reasons why we're making dua to, that dua is not accepted is because we're not committing sins and not making toba. Sincere toba. Oh Allah, I won't go back to sin again. The majlis is today is, make dua, I must commit no sin at all. You don't make, commit no sins, Allah accept it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajilna min khizyi ad-dunya wa adhabil qabr wa adhab. Allahumma nas'aluka ridaaka wal janna wa na'udhu bika min sakhatik wan nar. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda min al-qawli wal 'amali wal fi'li wan niyyati. Innaka 'ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma nas'aluka ridaaka wal janna wa na'udhu bika min sakhatik wan nar. Oh Allah, puri duniya mein musalmanon ko khoob tarakki ata. Give them victory wherever they are. Oh Allah, overlook their shortcomings. Oh Allah, forgive our sins, have mercy on them. Ya Allah, give the Muslims throughout the world wherever they are going to any kind of difficulty and hardship. Oh Allah, give them victory, give them hidayat. The truth, the sahih raah par chalne ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala kulli shay'in. Bi rahmatika ya Allah.